This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I would say it's somewhat unusual that their last game was us. For us, they were our second to last game, and so the data, it really hasn't changed much. And you don't know every year when you open the unknowns, you know, what plays they may have put in, what plays maybe we put in, and personnel has changed a little bit. They're a strong team. They've seemed to add every year to their core, which has been very talented and full of playmakers and guys that create issues. You know, they've done a good job with their draft, I think, year to year, and added some help from a veteran standpoint. They do a really good job as far as building the roster. They're well coached. You know, it'll be a big challenge for us.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the Ravens. Giant storm just blew in. A giant, I mean, I'm putting it a little strong. But got really dark very quickly here in the North Towns, and the rain's coming down. I thought I heard thunder. There's debate here in the studio whether we heard thunder or whether it was from one of the ads or whatnot. I still think it was thunder. Josh, do you disagree?
It had to be pretty loud thunder. I mean, we have soundproof rooms. You know, well,
soundproof-ish.
I guess if it's loud enough, you could probably hear it pretty well.
Yeah, like we would, if lightning struck, you know, just off in the field past this building, I think you would hear it very, very easily.
Yeah, because it's right there.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear the rain hit the window sometimes too. So like,
it
could have been thunder.
Do you guys have one of these apps where you get the notification of, hey, lightning was just detected in your area?
Yep. And it says like seek shelter or something like that.
Mine doesn't say seek shelter. Maybe it probably should. Maybe it assumes that it knows that I'm should be seeking shelter. Not sure. We'll get to the phones in a second here. We got some drops, buzz around the league, like stuff that's being released right before the start of the season here. As Jeremy returns here, Schefter just tweeted that the Eagles tried to get Micah Parsons from the Cowboys because, of course, they did. And what's the other one here? Anthony Richardson and the Colts have talked about a trade. That one, you know, okay. He's a backup at this point anyway.
Howdy, I'm back.
He's back. Let's go to...
It was raining.
It was, yeah. Did you... Was there lightning? We were debating whether we heard lightning.
We heard thunder.
Heard thunder.
I just walked the kids to school for day one of school. Wanted to just be a part of that. So.
And you got rained on the first day walk?
On the way home.
On the way home. Okay, so that's
great timing. Everything's fine.
Good.
Things went well, but yeah. Rain on the way home. Hard rain, so.
So would you say you're soaked?
I am currently soaked. I would say this is... how many years have I been on? This is the wettest I've ever been while doing the show.
Wow, really?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's inside, Joe, and sometimes
yeah, there was never, you know, like, I don't know, when the Sabres were in the playoffs, like some dunk tank feature or something.
It's a good thought. No, this is it.
This is it
right here. My current degree of, like, it was raining so hard, one of those ones where you take your phone out of your pocket to kind of hold it away from potential wet pockets scenarios. Like I've had.
But where are you putting it? You're holding it in the rain.
holding it like in your hand or like almost under your shirt or into a safer pocket. Yeah, I mean, it was
creating a human umbrella for your phone.
In addition to an actual umbrella, was prepared, had an actual umbrella, and I'm still soaked.
Wow.
So I was holding the, you know, for me, for my wife, on the walk. But yeah, nice little tradition there. You know, the first day of school, the walk to school. We had a lot of people in our neighborhood that walk to school. So like,
yep.
It's busy day.
But did they buy in? They're excited.
I think so. See how it goes at the end of the day. But yeah, no waterworks, no tears, nothing like that. Things were
good.
We'll have to go back and study the tape. But, got out of it clean. Clean report.
Nice. James been waiting patiently on hold. Actually, on earlier McDermott conversation. Let's go to James here from Buffalo. What's up, James?
Hey, how you doing, guys? A hot take that is coming from a caller quite a bit ago. But I also agree with him. Unfortunately, after watching Soft Knox, this Ted Lasso team that we've got, which I do love, the fact that they are top-notch. You know, I haven't seen a team so solidified and so together since those early 90s Bills that I watched lose 4 Super Bowls. And I unfortunately believe that McDermott is not going to be the coach to bring them to a Super Bowl. You know, I don't know what you guys feel about that.
Why?
But I just don't – after these last few years, four or five years of just not being able to get the job done with I believe, top-tier players, why is it that he can't get the job done? Is it because of, 13 seconds? You know, last year playing the Ravens beat themselves. They should have beat us. We did not win that game. The Ravens lost. And, that I forget who it was, falling backwards into the end zone. He makes that catch, that's it. The game's over.
The game's tied.
It would have been tied.
That catch, the game's tied, and the Bills have the ball.
Well, we'll see.
That's literally what would have happened. Like, it's not an opinion. That's what would have happened.
History's proven that you end up losing. We end up losing.
Thanks, James, for the call.
They would have had the ball. I don't know if they would have scored. Maybe not. You know,
they were favored. They were favored by the win probability for them. If they had scored, would have probably been like 70%, because that's about what it was when they were going for the 2-point conversion.
Well,
I don't know.
The last couple times when they need a score to win and the game is tied, I'd like to know the numbers on that versus when they need a score to win. Because, of course, their last two playoff losses, they've needed a score to win or tie and haven't gotten either one. And the only thing, I find this, when I was last on, I left for an hour to take the kids to the first day of school. At 7 o'clock, I thought we had a really good conversation about McDermott and what actually would change. Here's my next question about this. It's another thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
I wanted to get to today. Why is it, and again, not a guy on the radio saying they should fire one of them today.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it it's only McDermott that is talked about as he's not going to get him there and not the other primary person in charge?
All right.
The GM. Why does everybody go McDermott and not Bean? I think I know the answer. One of them is directly tied to Allen, right? Bean took Allen. And McDermott is the defensive guy that doesn't get much credit for Allen.
Yeah.
Doesn't McDermott get next to no credit for what Josh Allen has become?
It's very little. Very
it's
little.
The coordinators. It's Allen himself. It's I feel like people.
Yeah.
There are people. I shouldn't say people don't, but there are a lot of people that would say, you know, like the conversation started with Mike Florio saying, move on from McDermott, hire an offensive coach. Why? Because you need someone to make Allen even better. I think the team feels like he's pretty darn good, and that side's not the problem. So, I don't know. I'm kind of rambling here, but it is curious to me that there are two people at the top, and only one of them ever gets tied to, it's not good enough, they're not going to get it over the line.
Well,
the idea that the Bills keep losing with top-tier players, I don't know. They have one top-tier player. One.
They have one.
And they have a couple of really nice high-level players. But they have two top-tier players if I give you Milano in his prime, and we'll see if he can get back to that. But mm-hmm. they don't have this glut of top-tier players.
No, they do not.
Does
they,
Baltimore?
Yeah, more so. More
they
so.
Have, they might have more.
They have
does,
more.
Does Kansas City have more? Does Philadelphia have more? Definitely, right?
Well, the other reason is 13 seconds.
For sure.
Directly. Like, the other reason that I think McDermott gets more than Bean, I wonder if they lose that game in some other fashion. You know, they just lose the way maybe they've lost the last two. Is it sound any different? Is the split different? Because that one, it's hard to really point blame at anybody else other than maybe other people on the coaching staff or maybe Levi Wallace. But it's hard to point to the GM on that one. But like last year, if you wanted to, like you could point to, hey, what's one reason I lost? Kyrie Elam had to play because that's the best I had at corner available mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. And I got toasted for it. I was one injury away from the failed first round pick having to go in and play in the biggest game of the season. And there's other things you could point to around the roster defensively that you could make that case. But why does that not happen? Because I think McDermott gets the blame for 13 seconds from almost everybody.
Yep. Well, I'm just going to – it's my new thing I've kind of landed on, which is if you want McDermott fired because you think like the caller does, I always right. like to ask who instead, and are you thinking they should go with a different defensive mind? Brian Flores? If the offense is not the problem, don't I want to fix the defense in a more drastic way? If that's what you think, wouldn't you want a more drastic approach to the defense and not someone that overhauls the offense, which has really never been a problem outside of a few games?
Well, no, I do, but you're expecting you're going to hire a new defensive coordinator who probably doesn't ever go anywhere because those guys – it depends. It depends how old the guy is. You know, is maybe Bobby Babich becomes a head coach. But historically, I'm probably keeping the defensive coordinator more often than I'm keeping the offensive coordinator. So maybe Brian Flores is my defensive coordinator or someone like that. Whoever gets fired as a head, maybe if D'Amico Ryans gets
and
fired.
That's your way of making ultimately the change that you want on defense.
Right.
Is to just, yeah, sure. All right. It makes sense. Thanks to the caller. If Andrews catches that, we might have an entirely different storyline for the entire season. Right? But if Andrews catches
yes.
that and the offense does not get a game-winning kick and then they lose in overtime. Are we mad at the defense for giving up that drive?
You know, like,
or are we mad at the offense for not getting it done? Like, you know, it all depends. Like Joe Brady flat out says, the last 2 years we lost with a chance to win.
It might have been a real fight because the offense was so pedestrian in the second half, just a couple field goals and punts. But the defense, people would have wanted to blame you. What lead did you blow? You were up. What was the lead in that game?
It was 21-10, I believe.
21-10. Okay, I guess that's not, you know, crazy. But you blew an 11-point lead at halftime. How'd you let them catch up? I think people could point to the defense. I would want to say it's the offense.
I would have been ready for that fight. You can't blow a lead without your offense letting that team back in it, especially if you're like the top offense in the league. Like, you can't blow a lead unless the offense says, you know, signs off on it to a point.
After going punt, punt, field goal.
Yeah. But they did win.
They did win.
They did win.
803-0550 is the phone number. We have to get to our four-leg parlay, of course, for tonight as well. And we'll get to that. Some fantasy maybe too. Jeff, if you stay on hold, we'll get to you as well. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.